Jury selection is underway this week for the Boston Marathon bombing trial, and no cameras are allowed in the courtroom. As with some of this nation's biggest trials, for a visual account, we'll have to rely on the work of courtroom illustrators. Do you ever wonder who the artists are behind those drawings? Behind every sketch, there's a story. Here's NPR's Daniel Hajek.
Pick a high-profile case in Los Angeles that's happened over the past 25 years. Chances are, freelance illustrator Mona Schaefer Edwards was there to draw it.
It goes from celebrity stuff, which is kind of silly and crazy, to some really, really serious and terrible things that happen.
Inside her lively home studio next to a birdcage and a radio playing classical music, Schaefer Edwards has stacks of folders on a desk overflowing with images of courtroom scenes. These are drawings of former Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling. And lining the walls, she's framed her most memorable courtroom scenes.
So these are the history of 25 years worth of work.
From Arnold Schwarzenegger to Mel Gibson.
I've done everything from O.J. 1 and 2, Rodney King. I've done Paris Hilton, Rihanna.
And Lindsay Lohan's probation hearing back in 2010.
Oh, Lindsay Lohan, with the Christian Louboutin shoes.
A French designer, very expensive, known for shoes with bright red soles.
Drew her turning around as she was being handcuffed, and I saw the flash of the sole of her shoe, and I knew that would be the sketch of the day. And apparently that sketch went around the universe, so it was everywhere.
Schaefer Edwards uses alcohol-based markers to sketch out courtroom scenes on a 9x12 pad of paper. No pencils to outline, no erasers.
I love the stress. I love the immediacy, the spontaneity. There is a buzz. There is this electricity that goes on.
And as the world watches, Schaefer Edwards delivers stunning scenes from some of the most high-profile cases.
In one case, there was a defendant who lunged toward the judge, and I was there, and you get those kind of sketches, or an outburst from a family member. Those are the priceless memories of trials.
There's also the more chilling memories, like the time she was drawing James Whitey Bulger, the notorious gangster.
And he looked at me and smiled and wagged his finger at me to say, "Don't draw me." And he was smiling when he was doing it, so he was warning me, but he was in custody and I was not, so I wasn't afraid. My job is to draw what I see, and that's what I saw, so I drew it.
Those illustrations pick up what she calls the soul of a case, something a camera could never capture.
We're surrounded by 21st century technology, and here I come in, and I'm still necessary, I'm still relevant. And every year, I think this is the swan song. This is the end of my career. And then something happens where a judge in his brilliance or her brilliance decide that they don't want the camera in there or the witnesses don't want to be photographed.
And so Mona Schaefer Edwards reports to the courthouse with pen and paper, the eyes of the courtroom, ready to sketch the next big case. Daniel Hajek, NPR News.